The seven steps of SABR reflect a positive self-perception. Acceptance, embrace your design, faults, and strengths. Attention, control actions by staying present. Assertion, regularly assert and develop strengths in service to yourself and others. Appreciation, seek and demonstrate gratitude for people, events, and opportunities. Amnesty, relinquish control over the past and future, focusing on reasonable efforts today. Altruism, be kind to yourself, avoiding situations that trigger habits. Ambition, develop character and habits positively. The SABR system integrates psychology advancements from the past 50 years, offering a comprehensive recovery route. Negative salience often erodes self-belief, leading to bad habits. Time veils changes as thoughts turn into actions, habits, and character. SABR's psychological approach includes gratitude and self-awareness, utilizing positive psychology. SABR is distinct, providing hope and rapid results, aiming for a fuller appreciation of oneself. It focuses on being a decent human, developing strengths alongside unwanted habits, a sustainable concept compared to solely tackling addiction forces. In contrast to 12-step processes, SABR emphasizes individual identity beyond being an addict. The positive person regains a sense of worth, uncovering obscured good qualities. The SABR way demands a full appraisal of a person, considering biology, thoughts, history, and environment. Scientifically, destructive habits result from the mind caught in a reward-seeking trap. SABR acknowledges the duality of all things, recognizing that qualities can be harmful or beneficial depending on context. Positive psychology is one of the contributory elements of SABR which we have had unique experience in putting into practice. It has emerged from research over the last 20 years or so, looking at people who seem unusually well despite their difficult life experiences. Put simply, mental illness is about studying negative outliers. Positive psychology comes from the study of positive outliers. Science has found that those at the high end often have a lot in common with those at the bottom end. In fact, the extremes have more in common with each other than they do with the large middle. SABR's psychological approach has two main strands. Gratitude, developing a more solution-focused, rather than problem-focused mindset. Self-awareness, focusing willfully on discovering and developing your strengths. People who have come to SABR have done so having tried many other centers, many other therapies and locations. SABR is not more of the same. It feels different enough for them to really believe it may hold greater hope for them. It starts showing results as quickly as other conventional methods used in recovery, but it also offers the prospect of something else, a more rounded, fuller appreciation of oneself.